Welcome to the fourth edition of the Granite City Journal. In the late 1950s, well before the natural food boom had hit, a Vermont doctor introduced America to the home remedies and nutritional lore that he'd collected during 40 years of making the rounds in his hometown of Barry. Folk Medicine by Dr. D.C. Jarvis became a surprise bestseller as it extolled the virtues of such homemade Vermont cures as apple cider vinegar and honey. One of the first to be concerned about the occupational hazards of the granite industry, Dr. Jarvis was known and loved in Barry for his unflagging energy and interest in the community. He was also a great experimenter and was likely to use his daughter Sylvia to test his latest theories. In an interview conducted by Tina Billenberg of the Barry Ethnic Studies Project, Sylvia Jarvis Smith recalls some of her father's sometimes strange notions.
He tried gelatin one time. My mother was gone, and so he made about five or six kinds of gelatin, and the idea was for me to see if I could live on that for a few days. They were all colors. I remember seeing them. They were all in large pans in the kitchen, just sitting around, all these large pans in the kitchen of gelatin. And, well, of course, I was only about 10 or 11, and you get very hungry. And after so much gelatin, you've had it. And luckily, I lived next door to a very nice family with six children, where the mother was a very good cook. And if it hadn't been for that, I don't know what would have happened. And I, of course, didn't tell my father. But I survived, of course, eating the gelatin and Mrs. Simpson's cooking. I come home from school, and I found what looked like a lovely butterscotch pudding in the refrigerator. So I had a dish of it. Well, I started to eat it, and it had a very odd taste. Extremely oily, and even had whipped cream on. And it turned out it was cod liver oil pudding, which they took off the market because no children would eat it. Then I had what looked like a chocolate bar, and it turned out to be yeast. I went through a year without milk. He had me give up milk for a year to see if it made any difference with my teeth. It didn't. But I lost my taste for milk. And then he tried goat's milk, but I never did like that. And then he paid me a nickel a glass to drink carbonated water. And then I ate yeast on graham crackers for quite a while to see if that would do anything about the thyroid, but I guess my thyroid was all right, so it stayed okay.
Dr. Jarvis' interest in folk medicine grew directly out of his encounters with the population of Barry and the surrounding area.
Well, when he went around to make house calls, of course, he always talked to the family, and he would say, they would usually bring up a remedy that they had used. And so he would write it down, and he decided he would just ask people wherever he went, you know, if they had any favorite remedies. And so he accumulated a lot of very sound, inexpensive remedies. And he always felt that people spent too much on doctors, even though he was a full-fledged doctor. And that if you could cure yourself with something that was cheaper or a little bit easier to take, instead of going to a doctor's office, you should do so, which didn't always win him popularity votes.
Along with medicine, Dr. Jarvis showed an avid interest in many activities, especially sports. He also was a lover of music and started the Barry Junior Symphony Orchestra.
My father played the cello, and he had been quite a singer while he was growing up. And he decided that it would be nice if I learned all the instruments in an orchestra. But there weren't enough teachers around. They were in Burlington, but we couldn't go over to Burlington. So my father figured out that he would have to teach me. I guess I was about 1 year on each instrument. And I took everything but the harp, and he would buy the instruments. And so it was more fun to play with others. So we had a group of about six or eight all in my class. So we started having a little group in the house, and we would practice on Saturday nights. And then my father talked to the hotel, and we would go down and play Saturday night for our dinner. And we were always pleased when somebody would come over and say how good the music was. And this is how we became used to ordering from a menu. And then this grew into a larger orchestra in the basement of the Baptist Church. Every Saturday, my father would take off and teach the lessons. And if they could pay 10 cents a lesson, fine. If they couldn't, okay.
After retiring from medical practice, Dr. Jarvis experimented with different types of jewelry making. His fur earrings didn't do too well, but his granite jewelry became quite successful. Well into his 60s, Dr. Jarvis decided to learn to type. He also took up languages, starting with Greek and then working his way through Spanish, Italian, and Latin. He was, to put it mildly, a rather remarkable man.
He said that you should never let a day go by without learning something, and also that there was nothing that couldn't be learned.